Companies that deliver food say discounts help attract users and encourage them to order more frequently. But those offers can also lead diners to hop from one service to the next, searching for the most generous coupon. And consumer surveys show that younger users lack loyalty. That's why Wall Street Journal reporter Heather Hatton says food delivery companies are racing to convert customers first lured by discounts into habitual, high-value users.
So a lot of people have tried delivery at this point, food delivery, and often it's through promotions, coupons, other deals that give them, you know, free waves of delivery service fees or other promotions. But what companies really want to do is try to coax users away from those promotions to get them to be sticky and to keep coming back even without those promotional goodies. So one way they're certainly doing it is taking a page from Amazon with its Prime program and trying to convert them into subscribers. So a number of these delivery services like Instacart, Shipt, DoorDash now have subscription programs that if you reach a minimum order amount on your delivery, they will waive the fee as long as you're paying this annual amount. So, for example, with Shipt, it's $99 a year, that if as long as you reach $35 a month, $35 for your order, it's free. And so one woman I talked to, she really loves Shipt and because of this membership program, but with the restaurant delivery services, she's still really looking for those bargains and promotions. So the companies really have to try to figure out how to wean folks away from those.
Yeah, because this is growing, right? I mean, the popularity of delivery services is red hot right now.
Indeed. I mean, there's so many players involved in this, outside players who are working with both restaurateurs and grocery chains to try to offer this service. So to offer quick delivery and to try to keep it low cost. Currently, it is much more lower cost for most orders than it actually costs to provide the service. So that's part of the problem. They're trying to move away from just subsidizing these restaurant orders to actually making them a bit more sustainable and profitable.
Mm. We're speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Heather Hatton about food delivery services. You said, too, recent trouble in the meal kit business offers a cautionary tale. How so? Explain.
So meal kits really attracted a lot of investment and popularity beginning in 2011. Obviously, brands like Blue Apron and some others really got quite popular, but keeping this business model going and making it profitable has been really difficult. So Blue Apron has had a lot of struggles in profitability and also losing customers. And interestingly, they have used a subscription model, and they are actually looking to move away from that subscription model to offer more on-demand. So either you're a Weight Watchers subscriber, you can order some of these meals or getting them in your grocery store. So they see flexibility as a key to try to improve this model because subscriptions for this whole new type of food offering, so you're getting boxes of ingredients that you have to cook with a recipe, it's been difficult to make it sticky. So the food delivery services on the restaurant grocery side, they say at least we are something people are used to. People are, of course, used to going to the grocery store. They're used to going to restaurants. So there's some familiarity here, but it's just about getting it to be profitable.
And are grocery stores and restaurants, I guess, in the best position to advance this right now?
They're certainly trying. Everyone will say that no one has the silver bullet for this. This is true the world over. No one has totally figured out how to make this profitable currently. The hope is that eventually, in the long term, they will figure out some of the economics, that volume growth will help. But at this point, it's been shaky in the beginning. But this is where customers are. This is what they want. They want food brought to their home quickly and easily and as cheaply as possible.
I was surprised. It was the chart you included with your story said like 6% of people like order restaurant delivery daily. That seems like a lot.
Yeah, the thing is, you know, especially in the big cities where these companies have been around for a long time, people have just gotten used to it.
It's Wall Street Journal reporter Heather Hatton. DoorDash by the way, last year launched a subscription service that waives delivery charges on orders of at least $15 for a monthly fee. The company says more than 30,000 customers have been signing up for the service each week.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.